Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We're Mesechtes Temura, Perek Hey, Mishnayos Hey, and Vav. The Mishnah tells us, what if I say the following statement? Harizu Tachazu, if I say this, I want this behemoth to go in place of this behemoth. In other words, one animal is Kodesh, and one animal is not Kodesh. So I want to replace the Kodesh animal with a non-Kodesh animal. Or if I say Temurazu, this is a Temura of this one. I don't use the word Tachas or Chalifazu. This is an exchange for this one. So Harizu Temura. In all these cases, there is a Temura. However, Zu Mechulal Asalzu, that this one is Mechulal on this one. This one is opened on top of this one. Since I never use the language of switch, I rather refer to a language of redemption. Saying a Temura. Why? Because Temura involves changing an animal up towards the status of chulin, not the process of redemption. B'mhaya hektesh b'amum yotzi l'chulim. If the animal that was kodesh, if the animal was kodesh was a b'amum, so then yotzi l'chulin it goes free. Why does it go free? Because in this situation, the animal did need to have itself redeemed, which is ultimately what would have happened. V'tzarech lasos damim, and even though it goes l'chulim in haTorah, still made a rabbana, and I have to figure out how much that animal is worth, and in such a situation, over the amount of the behemah schulin, and then you have to pay off the extra amount. So again, if you have a behemah that is kodesh, and it becomes a baal mum, and I use the language of chilul, right, that animal should somehow have its kedusha transferred, sort of like we do with Meiser Sheni when we switch it on to money. So in that situation, the kedusha does go over to the other animal. But if there's a difference in price, since what you're not doing is infusing the new animal as a temura, but rather you're taking one out of kodesh, so since in that situation that is the case, you got to make up the amount of the pidyon on kodesh, since there was a proper level of opening for that animal. Right? Harizu tachas chatas. What if I say that this animal steps in for a chatas? Right? It doesn't say one animal to one. It's just in the place of my obligation of chatas, lo amar klum. So in such a or v'tachas olor, I say it's in place of an ola. So lo amar klum, you didn't say anything in that situation. The Torah says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiroso. That's language we use in this week's parasha. You can't switch it, and you can't change it, in which case it's supposed to be zutachazu, one for one. If I don't identify it as such, then that doesn't become a temura. Tachas chatas su, tachas olo zu, tachas chatas ve tachas olo, sheish li besoch habayis, ha-ha-ha-haya lo dvarv chayamin. But if a person says that he points to a particular animal that was designated as a chatas, or a particular animal that was designated as an ola, so or he says, I have it in my house, and it's going to take the place of that animal, so if he had it in the house, and in those cases, it would be a temura. Imam Rabahima temeya ve'abalas mum ha-re'elu ola. If a person in general just turns around and he says, look, here's my giraffe, right? Or if he says about an animal, baal mum, this is going to be my korban ola, why? Then he didn't say anything. And why is that? Because you can't make an animal a korban ola, which is inherently possible, right? Hare edu de ola, but if he says these animals should be an ola, including the one that is a puzzle, so yimachru v'yavi b'dameyam ola. If he used la'ola, la'ola could be interpreted not as that the animal itself should be a carbon, but rather that the animal's amount can be part of the total amount that's supposed to go towards a carbon ola. And if that's his intention and that's his situation, so then it does taka go for those particular purposes. Okay, we'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful, terrific day.